Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Start with series two of the Dublin podcast.
Oh, have we started?
I don't know, but they're gone.
Oh, they're gone. We have started. So that's it. So it's like you said, season two.
Look at us.
We've started
like
the season. So basically it's called season two because we just fucking lost track of how many we've recorded.
We did 100. We think 118 or maybe 107, and then just all got. So we're just going to call it season two of the Dublin podcast.
Your idea, in fairness, good idea, because we have had a very suspended break because of me, basically. I was away doing all sorts of shite and busy and all, and thankfully I'm not busy anymore.
Thankfully for us.
Oh, look, you have chocolate now.
I brought everything.
Yeah. Time to celebrate.
Don't eat on the podcast.
We're on. Check.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
How have you been? There you go. Oh, I ask you literally right as you... Well, first of all, I suppose it's lovely to be back. If you're new to Dubland, you've never listened to the podcast before, hello, because I listened back to the last podcast that we did in February. I listened to a bit of it. Like, I could only stand my voice. And first of all, I'm so tired doing it because we were exhausted. We were both, I think, literally burnt out in February.
Yeah.
And all I say is, I'm fucking tired. And all I use is just say, because I'm just thinking I'm so tired. Matter. I can't even verbalise. But we started with talking about Brexit. We said, oh, we'll cover that in the next podcast. But look.
Holy fuck, what happened since then?
It's still alive.
It's nowhere. It hasn't changed.
Nothing has changed, except it's actually just
a pantomime now. Yeah, it's gas watching it. God, the Brits have really fucking made a mess of
and
shit.
And hello, Britain. It's Scotland and Wales. Lovely to have you back and the rest of the world.
What's it like over there? What's it like for the first time in history to have the shoe on the other foot? For once, it's the Irish kicking you up the fucking hole. It's a bit of a change.
We are off.
For the first time in historic history, it's the first time the Irish are actually playing a stronger hand. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Normally it was like little paddy cap. Fucking, well, you've had to go, sir. Jesus, sir, thank you very much, sir. Jesus, but just try not to shoot me, sir. I'm doing my best, sir. Take my farm, sir, if you want, sir, but please don't take my Jesus. And now it's talk about the turn of the events.
In fairness, I have to say, I saw Leo outside because obviously Boris popped over for a visit for the day. He got the red IO and legged it back in the afternoon.
Yeah,
thank God for Aer Lingus.
It's unbelievable that like an actual cartoon character is the Prime Minister of Britain. He's a proper cartoon. See those little monkey things he was doing with his arms when he was standing next to Leo Varadkar? What was all that?
But did you see him? Leo Varadkar started to read poetry. And like literally it was Greek myths
he was going into, wasn't it?
He did mythology first.
Oh, did he?
Which
yeah.
is like obviously he talked about Icarus and flying too close and your wings basically melt and one thing
another.
Or Athena. Did he talk about Icarus as well? Or is it Athena or Icarus?
No, you talk about Athena who
I think Icarus came into it as well somewhere.
Because Samson, you know, he went batshit, didn't he? I think that's the deal. Something went batshit.
Destroying
everything around him. Yeah. Went completely insane. And she sort of calmed him down and put it back in his place by smacking him over the head. You know, and he compared Ireland to being the Athena for Britain.
But Boris Johnson didn't get the analogy because he just sat there. But he quoted Oscar Wilde. He was talking about, it was something about Mayo, but it was only like two or three lines. And like Boris Johnson was like standing there rubbing his head, completely confused. And like almost like, you know, in school when you give somebody a Valentine's card and they're just a bit not sure what to do and a bit uncomfortable with the whole, that's kind of what it was like.
Yeah.
He just couldn't keep up with the whole situation. And I have to say, in fairness to my neighbour, Leo Varadkar, I've given him a lot of shit in the past.
I love the way you have that. Yeah, it's so brilliant. There's still Ireland village mentality still comes out. No, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm voting for him. I'm just saying that he was a neighbour. So, you know, obviously we have a close connection that needs to be spoken about. I remember him growing up. He wasn't a bad fella then.
Yeah. He only lived briefly with Zagreb and then they moved to the north side and you can't hold that against him either. But I've been very against him in the past couple of months and I thought he was going to bow down and be all like...
No, in fairness...
Be garan, be glad and welcome.
He hasn't at all. Like, I'm no fan of the man. No. At all. I mean, at all. You know what I mean? Honestly, I'd rather gargle fucking dog shit for a year than vote for him. That's the truth. But he's been... incredible when it comes to this. He's just completely unbending. He's managed it really, really well, I think. Like, really, really well.
I'm really proud of him.
Surprisingly so. You know what I mean? I suppose when you have all... But that's 27 other member states going, don't worry about it, just tell them to fuck off. It makes it life a bit easier for you.
It's mass, well, it's a mob mentality. Yeah. It's like, they're all with me on
it
this
is
one.
A bit, yeah.
But in fairness, that is the Temple Ogan, I'd say, now, before he moved to Castleknock. You know, just the neighbours would say that. He had that. It's a glint in his eye at 6 months. We knew. He was. But anyway, so Brexit has stayed the same. I also said in the opening couple of minutes of our podcast that this 2019 was going to be the year of people saying, I think I'll start a podcast. And Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ almighty, everyone has a podcast. I swear to God.
And, you know, we're back and it's been lovely to be off for 7 months, but it is a different market.
It's a swamp now. Like, so
we may die on our arses now.
That's all right.
We were doing really
Yeah, who cares? Probably the less that anybody hears of us, the better, maybe. You never
do
know.
Do spread the word that we're back, though. But yeah. And every single day, and this is no word of a lie, every single day on Twitter or Instagram, someone has sent me a message about Dubland. So it got to the point that I couldn't even refer to PJ or, like, because we've seen each other a couple of times over the past couple of months, didn't mention that to anybody that I'd seen PJ or that we'd spoken, or because I was just afraid to even put up Dubland because I was in fear of saying we're back or we're going to come back. But yeah, every day... people were like, where are you? What has happened? Yeah. And I just kept going, soon.
It became that thing, soon, but nothing was fucking happening. And then soon, now here it is. But yeah, finally we're back. So yeah, you're right though, loads of those mess. So thanks for actually giving a shit for long enough to hold on for another fucking episode to come. That's a big thing.
And now we're back.
And now it's back. So now, what do we want to be shiting on about? Greta Thunberg. We have to go into it. We have to... Get into Greta Thunberg.
Right,
fucking have to. She's a 16-year-old girl. And my God, does she bring out the worst in people. That's not her fault. But Jesus Christ, talk about a magnet of shit. The poor fucking... Like, God forbid. Imagine being a 16-year-old with a good message and the people decide, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking shite all over that young one and that fucking Asperger's. Cheeky little privileged bitch. I heard someone today. You know who it is.
Of course, I can imagine.
Yeah, privileged bitch. Unbelievable, right? Like, fucking, it's like, how is she? She's the least privileged person on the planet in a way, because she's inheriting the fucking cesspit that the rest of us are putting on them. It's amazing how upset we get when people remind us about what we're doing fucking wrong. You know,
it's worse when it's a 16-year-old.
It's much worse when it's a 16-year-old. And so much I've only really learned in the last... Twitter's always a fucking cesspit. It's grand. Twitter's
gone a weird out place.
But it's gone... It's in a whole new level. The last couple of years, I think, maybe the last year, it's found the most polarised place on the fucking planet, to the degree that, like, a 16-year-old... Nobody's just going... You know, there's one thing no one says about Greta Thunberg? Yeah, she's all right. I don't really care too much. No one says that. No one. It's either, what a fucking bitch, or she is amazing, the saviour of the universe. Thank God somebody's speaking up and we need this young, miraculous, incredible voice. Like, let's be honest, she's neither of those things. She's a great young person doing a great thing with a very positive message.
Mm.
Is it too fucking late? I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old. For me, I think we're fucked anyway. I'm like, now I'm starting to just think, do we really need polar bears? That's how fucked I am. You know, talk about being too far up the road. I'm like, when's the last time we ever really used a polar bear? Can we survive without them? You know, do we really need the ice caps? Let's build a bow. Like, I'm too far up the road, maybe, to change too much. Like, I'm still trying to figure out if you can put a fucking cup in a cup in a fucking compost bin. I watched Roz Porcel doing a recycling video the other day. Turns out I've been doing it wrong for 30 years.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. You have to wash your rubbish now.
Yeah, I didn't know that
either. You have
to
wash your rubbish.
Everything that I thought I was saving the planet with, but I throw them in the recycling bin. I've realised that I've contaminated everything I've ever recycled.
I've ruined not only my rubbish,
everybody
but every poor fucker that's been doing it right in me block of apartments have ruined their rubbish as well.
I've taken down all of Dublin 12.
I remember living with someone who was like, I couldn't get them. I fucking asked and I tried, please, just when you're finished drinking tea, wash the fucking cup and put it upside the fuck down next to the sink. And then it's not a mess. It takes seconds to rinse a cup. I even timed it on a phone. I sent them a video. That's how pedantic I can fucking be, right? I timed the washing of the cup.
This is new news.
Right, seconds. And then, couldn't get them to do it. And then one day I walk in, they're doing a full wash of the fucking rubbish in the sink. They're washing milk cartons and tuna cans of the rubbish in the fucking sink. And I remember thinking, you daft bastard. I like, you daft incredible, obstreperous bastard. And it turns out that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't know it. And I was watching Rosa's video. I couldn't believe the stuff that goes into the bins. I couldn't believe it. And then you get one glass bottle wrong, you fucked it all up. You got to take the corks out as well.
Didn't
who knew?
That.
There's me fucking ruining everything there again. You got to take the tops off the jars.
It's very hard to know what you can and can't recycle. I didn't know you can't recycle glass. You have to bring that to the bottle bank. And then I saw a video like that. I watched something because obviously Greta, there's a 16-year-old. I did watch your video. Yeah, was it yesterday morning? I think I watched it. Watched it kind of early afternoon, and I had tears in my eyes because she was so
her
like
speech.
Her speech, and she was like, "How dare you?" And I was like, "You tell them." As I sat there,
her speech
with
was
a
brilliant.
Plastic straw.
What you see the way
drinking, I was like, I just can't be the little turtles bobbling by with straws up their holes.
Well, there you go.
But yes,
yeah.
I love a plastic straw. I understand how horrendously bad they
are
for the environment.
I spent 90 quid on diesel the day after I watched her video. Like, I know.
Do you know?
I know.
She did fly there.
Did she? She's done the symbolic getting on the boat thing.
Yeah.
She'd be fucking 30 years old before she makes another speech if you just keep getting these boats everywhere. And that was a symbolic thing. And everyone pissed all over that as well.
She can't win.
You can't win. You can't fucking win.
I love that, like, Ryan Tuberty, like, who is like,
you got, oh,
oh, he's the golden hammered. Boy. He's getting absolutely
hammered.
Lambasted because he, and actually as a parent I could understand where he was coming from.
Well, everybody knows where he was coming from.
Yeah, no, just not the fuckers that decided Grant, to turn on him.
He phrased it fucking badly. That was it. He phrased something badly. He did. You can see how it could be taken out of context. But like, the reaction of, no, fuck you, you
so
wanker.
British.
You fucking hate people with Asperger's. That's the message. That is not what it was. That is not what it was. It's like, Eve, if you listen to her and stop saying she had a mental illness, you'd fucking realise that this is not the way it is, you fucking arsehole. You should have your cock shut all cut off and made into earplugs, you fucking RTE smelly piece of shit. No. The polarising again. It's the pylon mentality. Like, Trump is a cunt. End of story. He's a fucking horrible
Hello,
racist.
Hong Kong.
He's a Kiwent, right? But he put up a comment about Greta Thunberg's speech, and it was, she seems like a happy young girl with a bright future. He was being sarcastic, and I'm sorry, but that's funny. That was his, that's the funniest comment that fucking shithead has ever put on Twitter. We can't laugh at it. We can't laugh at it because he fucking said it. Nobody, you know what I mean? Like, when is it okay to just take the piss out of any of this?
It's not. You can't take the piss out of anything anymore. I have become.
You have no right
so
to walk through the world without having the piss taken out of you.
No.
Can I just say, no matter what it is. No, you have no right. No one's going to say, of course, you'd say that, you privileged, white, middle class, fucking hippie, like, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Call me what you want. At this stage, you get called everything every day. I can't even walk past a fucking tree anymore being a villain. Where there's someone thinking I'm raping a squirrel. Grant. But call me what you want. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm over it. But you, but you just. But it's, everybody has. You don't have any right not to have the piss taken out of you. Nobody does.
It's
just
when all it's changing. It's
the intent. It really is the intent. You know.
But like that, and that, I think we've talked about this before on the podcast. It always falls down to that thing of like just being sound and being a nice person and not being an absolute prick. I think it just ultimately falls down to that. But even now, like, so I find myself so. I like to be referred to as her, she, or I like to be referred to as him.
Your pronouns, he,
pronouns
yeah.
And stuff. Like my. Like, awful fear is that I will offend someone, but it's not that I'm gone out of ignorance to do it, or, you know, and that I'm being an absolute prick face. It's just that
you
I'm like,
know.
I just don't know anymore.
Don't
I'm like,
know.
And I don't care if you want to put that on, if that's what you want to put on your bio and Twitter. And that's, I totally respect
shit.
That. But it's the fact that when you get it wrong, you're absolutely fucked. Like, even today I was on the phone to Gerard Farley because we were due to do a gig that cancelled. It's a fucking, oh, shit show. I'll tell you about that again. But anyway, I don't really know Gerard, but we've had lots of conversations the past 2 days because of this.
He's such a lovely
bloke. Oh, he's such a gorgeous guy. But anyway, I rang and he answered the phone. And I was like, there she is herself, Ali McBeal. And I was like, hey, it's Suzanne. And he laughed. But then instantly I went, oh my good God, like, have I completely offended him by calling him a woman? Like, but that's where you're at now. It's like, you just can't. You just can't, like, I looked at the Greta Thunberg thing yesterday and I went, that poor girl.
Poor,
I was like, she knows. And I'm also like, I'm looking at her and all going, when I was 16, I was just trying to score someone. Like, I was literally going,
well, look,
I'll
I'm
get
16,
rid of my glasses.
I was trying to realise how to hold a ball. It's, you know what I mean? You don't, you fucking, you don't, that's, we are different, like, at 16.
My 16 at 16, my main goal was to try and score someone. That was really my main goal. I was just, I think, getting rid of my glasses. I thought that I was going to be like the girl out of Neighbours. Do you remember Plain Jane had big glasses?
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
she like arrived in the next day and she had no glasses. She was an absolute ride.
Yeah, she just took her glasses off
gonna,
and her hair down.
Thought that was going to happen to me. Unfortunately, I just took my glasses off. That was it. It didn't have... didn't have that massive effect. I was, that was my priority at 16. If this girl is telling me about the fucking, my kids are going, the world is going to melt around my kids' heads, and I'm sitting there with a plastic straw surrounded by chemicals.
Well, undeniable backup of undeniable like, scientific like, proof. All
incredible.
Her evidence is real. Like yeah. she's not just spouting. She's not plucking this out of her ass.
Yeah, it's like,
all real. Everything she's saying is correct.
And I'm sitting looking at her, going, "Oh Jesus Christ! I want to hug her. I feel so bad that she's in such an awful state. But she has so much knowledge. How does she have this knowledge? How does she sleep?
She fucking because listens.
Yeah, I know.
She
but
listens.
Like,
you know, she's listening to what people. It's the fucking typical. You tell young. It's just amazing. And you tell young people, read books. Fucking start reading books. Your generation don't read books. They read books. They find out we're fucking up the world. And then they do something about it. We say, "Get what the fuck are you doing? You're 16.
But the 16-year-olds around my area just have their hands down their cocks. The young flus feeling themselves trying to get a bag of cans for Friday night. Like, they're not sitting telling... You know, she is an exception to a rule and we need to listen to her. But also... We need, you know,
she's a figurehead. Like, she's a figurehead of a movement, and we like in a fucking world that's in crisis.
Just don't do what Ryan Tubridy did.
No, wait. But in fairness,
no, he did.
All I'm saying is, in fairness, Grant. Like, I mean, it's just, and it depends on who you are, right? Everything I have said today is worse than what he said.
Yeah, and well, if anybody gets wind to this, like if our podcast actually had listeners, like lots of listeners, no one, do you know what? This is the thing. If you're in Ireland, can you tell people we're here? Because we've never promoted it in Ireland.
Well, it's our fault.
The UK, no, it is our fault, but we've always just kind of sat under the radar. Whereas now, if people went back over half the shit we've said, I'd be hung, drawn and quartered on O'Connell Street, and they'd already done you.
I don't know. I think it depends. It all depends. Like, I just can't, it gets...
But
it
we've never said anything offensive. We've just
doesn't you don't have to. You don't have to.
That's it.
You don't have to.
That's exactly it. Like,
yeah, and in fairness, you can't say that. You say you haven't, but somebody, if
we'll
as soon as somebody finds offensive something, that's it. Then it is offensive. You know what I mean? I will say, like, you see the guards that got in trouble for doing the call out video?
No.
So a guard, there was this boxing fight between the Dublin Fire Brigade and the guards, right? The cops, right? So yeah. They did this thing. So they raised 60 grand for charity, whatever. And one of the guards decided...
That being the operative sentence there, they raised
60,000 euro
for charity.
Right,
let's
so one
just
of the guards,
sure that's operative, yeah.
He made a fucking mistake, right? In that he made a traveller's call-out style video wearing his guard vest, right? And that's fucking... That is not the smartest thing anyone's ever done, right? That is not a smart thing to... Right? He's now getting... He could lose his job over this. Because now he's being told he's anti-traveller and he's this, that and the other. Listen, call-out videos, regardless of who makes them, are funny as fuck. They're funny as fuck. They are.
Are you even allowed to people, laugh at that? Like,
they're funny as fuck. People doing that fucking, you know that fucking, some of the, you know, Shite the Bucket, the famous Shite the Bucket video that was going around. Nobody can't laugh at that. That's not slagging all travellers. That's slagging that mad fucker calling people Shite the Bucket. You know, it's, that's what's funny about that video.
It's the person not.
That's what's funny about it.
Yeah.
And then you get.
That's
so,
the fact that he's
like,
a traveller.
Who hasn't looked at these videos and had a laugh at them? You're not laughing at all fucking travellers. You're laughing at a video. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm fucking wrong as well. Who the fuck knows? I don't know anything. Now I'm afraid of myself. I'm afraid to get myself in trouble. I'm actually just offended myself. I'm complaining about myself to you. You need to get rid of me off this podcast. It's not fucking
right. Speaking of offensive, go on, yeah.
No, I'm going to shut me hole for a few minutes at least. It's about 18 minutes into this fucking thing. I haven't shut me hole.
Well, speaking of offending people, I got clamped.
Oh, now you get me started.
It was. So I got clamped a couple of years ago when I used to work for the radio station we worked for, and I parked in the same place for 4 years, and I was like heavily pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
I was on my way to the Coombe for a checkup and I walked out, my car was clamped, and I obviously had all my hormones in pregnancy. I was like so upset, and I rang them and I was like, I don't understand why I've been clamped. Like, I've parked in the same spot for 4 years, and your man was really unhelpful on the phone. Anyway, long story short, then I eventually got an older Dublin man on the phone, right? And I said to him, I was like, I said, I'm meant to be, and I literally am bawling. I was like, I'm meant to be in the Coombe. I was like, I'm really pregnant. I said, I parked here for 4 years. I've paid my fine. Can you just tell me when the man is coming to take us? Anyway, the man arrived and unclamped my car, and he was like, should have never been clamped here. Appeal it, you'll get your money back. And I appealed it and I got my money back. Anyway, fast forward to 2 weeks ago, have a meeting in town, park up. I have a parking tag on my phone. Paid my parking, had my meeting, topped up my phone, came back and got to the car, and the car was clamped, right? So I'm like, how the fuck has this happened? So I ring, speak to the person at the other end of the phone, and without offending them, they were about as helpful as a fucking kick in the face, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's the attitude the minute you ring. So I rang, was like, hi, how are you? I got clamped. I just want to check some. She's like, what's the registration number? So I was like, gave her the register. She's like, yeah. And I went, well, just, I've been clamped. She's like, it's not registered here. And I went, well, no, I have a parking tag. Anyway, long story short, my fucking eyesight is so bad. When I registered this parking tag 2.5 years ago, which I've used for 2.5 years, I put in 08MOO. So like I put in, and then it's 179 or whatever my reg is. Not that it makes any difference. But anyway, so he put it in and technically I wasn't. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This man arrived to unclamp me. I'm still crying because I'm bawling. I've made an embarrassment with myself with the meeting I've just had with Sky because they've like sent an email to say, we'll send you a car to get you home to collect Oisin from school, because they can see. It's the first time I've ever met these people. I'm in my car on Instagram crying now after the meeting, so that's gone really well. They're going to pull that. And he arrives. So he was like, why are you crying? And I was like, oh, I paid my parking. And he was like, look, they would have just put it in. He was really nice, man. He's like, please stop crying. I'll get you away. Jesus. Don't be worried. So I was like, thank you for being so nice. And so he was like, don't
be a human,
right? So I said to him, what's your name? And he was like, I can't tell you my name. Dublin City Council don't allow us.
Are you serious?
I can only tell you my number. And I went, Jesus Christ. I went, well, look, thanks very much. So I put my hand out when he unclamped me and went to shake his hand, to which he put both of his hands up and said, I can't shake your hand. So I said, Dublin City Council should be fucking ashamed of themselves. This is bullshit now. I said, you can't give your name. I said, and now you can't shake somebody's hand. I said, that is now just gone too far. And he went, it's actually nothing got to do with Dublin City Council. It's my religion. So I just got back into my car and said, thank you very much.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah. I was like, I've now offended a Muslim man because I tried to touch him. I basically tried to touch a Muslim man in a public place, and I've offended him now because he's a married man and I'm a woman, and my hands aren't covered.
That's a thing.
Yeah, can't shake hands. Yeah. So he was like,
He won't shake hands with a woman.
But I was like, this is bullshit by Dublin City Council. And he was like,
no, you're all right. No.
He's like, it's actually nothing got to do with them.
Oh my God.
I can't shake your hand. It's like, it's against their religion. Can't shake hands. But I thought it was something that Dublin City Council implemented. I was like, they have gone too far with the names and the handshake.
Yeah, I know. Fucking hell. I don't even know where to go with that. He obviously had, like, I don't know what to say about. I have literally nowhere to go with that.
Yeah, I know.
Nowhere to go with that.
But isn't it like, so, and then my worry when I left was that I had offended this Muslim man. I've like tried to shake his hand to do something nice, and I'm like, oh my God, is he now going, that woman was like, but that's where we're at now. I'm like, we're at a point where I'm like, and I was upset then about getting clamped, so I'm now crying that I've been unclamped, I was late for the school run, and I'd offended the man, tried to shake his
hand. For fuck's sake. I tell you, you can't win with clampers regardless. I'll tell you that much. You can't win with, you know, I nearly said his name. I can't tell you the name. Right? I can't tell you the name. But he has one of the worst clamping stories I've ever heard in my life, right? He was parking, I think, in Liffey Valley, right? Or one of those areas. I don't know where it was. One of the big shopping centres.
Okay.
He'd no money.
Right.
Beg your pardon. Oh, I have to get this right.
Okay.
He had cash, but he didn't have a credit card, right?
Right, okay.
So he stops his car, and he only was going in because he was bursting for the shite, right? That was the only reason he was going in. He was getting caught out. He was getting close. He was at the shopping centre. He pulled in. He said as he was leaving the car, he could see them starting to roll. So he had to go back, right? And they said, you can't park here unless you pay thing. He was like, I have notes. I have no coins and I have a credit card.
Yeah.
He says, no good. You have to pay. And he says, if you leave the car, you're going to get clamped. He was there. I'm bursting for a shite, man. I can't. I have time to move this. I can't do it. You know what I mean? They were like, if you leave the car, you're like, now he had to drive to a gig. So he's now in this predicament where he can go, have a shy, get clamped, be late for his gig.
Right.
Or he can stay at the car and shite himself. And your man didn't give a fuck. He's looking at him going, if you leave the car, You're going to have to get clamped. He goes, look, please, I'll tell you what, I'll pay for the clamp now on me card. Just take it. Or I'm with cash. I'll give you cash now. No, can't take cash.
No.
Right? They were like, you have to pay with a card. He's there, please, man, please have some humanity. I'm going to shit myself. And he had to stand there in front of the clampers and shite himself.
Stop.
He stood in front of them and he stood there and shite himself in front of them. And until they left and went away, he didn't have to go into the Pennies and buy himself new drawers when they were gone. And had to do it and clean his hole and get back into the car and go to his gig. Fucking shambolic thing to do to a man. A shambolic thing to do to a man.
They don't care.
Then he didn't give a fuck.
They didn't give a fuck.
Of course, then when they saw him actually shit himself, they didn't want to hang around anymore.
Of course they
didn't. But it's too late then.
The damage is done quite
literally.
It's
too late then. They're looking at some weirdo going, see a man fucking disgusting shit himself. You made him. You made them do it.
They don't care. Like, they're ruthless. And you have to. And it's so funny. Like, even I rang the guy to go, after I'd paid, to go, can you just tell me where they are? And like, and they just can't commit to even words, because I would say all day long people just shout at them. So even if you ring and you're nice, they've just lost all emotion. So he was just like, I don't know where they are and how long they're going to be. And I was like, but I've paid. I was like, can you just radio them? Because obviously you need to know. And he goes,
is fucking fucked anyway. You can't, give me a ticket. At least then I can genuinely appeal it.
Somebody said,
we can have this issue, but you're kidnapping my van.
Yeah.
You're kidnapping it. You know, there's no comeback. You have to ring them back. And then
somebody said that in court, it's like
a kidnap. They go, you got 2 days to pay it, or you'll never see it again. They'll take it away to some mystery tow center. You're like, are you fucking serious? You're actually threatening with killing my car on my van.
But this is like, somebody had said, oh, they abolished it in Cork, because it's not.
And Galway, they're random. Yeah. They got rid of them. Yeah.
I don't know. This guy though as well was so methodical in what he was saying. He goes, he had clamped me, because he was like, oh, I said, he goes, I thought it was very peculiar. I went, why? And he went, well, because everybody here has a ticket or their parking is paid for it. And yours had been there, and like, it had been there for 20 minutes and there was no parking, no one was around. I went, did it ever occur to you that there maybe was something wrong with my tag? And he goes, well, that's none of my business. He goes, I just clamp it.
Don't care.
And he goes, whereas this girl here, you see, tag the one beside me, or clamp the one beside me, when he goes, she went over her time. He's 11 minutes. You've 10 minutes grace. And on the 11th minute,
it's locked her up.
And he was so, like, he was so nice to me. But I'm like, he's the fucking devil.
You're the enemy, man.
Like,
don't you pretend you're not friends.
And I love when people go, they're just doing their job. I'm like, there has to be an easier way to earn money. Like, I do remember there was a little guy.
I get a job that's slightly more decent. Like a burglar. You know what I mean? A burglar is a slightly better job than a clamper. Right? You know what I mean?
Do you remember the guy who used to go around on the bike?
No.
There used to be a little clamper. They used to go, when they started first, so like 15 years ago, whatever it was.
I haven't a clue.
There was a little guy who used to go around a scooter on the back of his bike, but he ended up in court. He got beaten up with his own clamp.
That's terrible.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at your face. But like, he wasn't desperately injured or anything. But yeah, like, that's how, the peak of when they started, that people were like fucking and cutting them off and all. So it was like, cut it off.
Oh,
and my best was that someone sent me a message on Instagram going, cut it off. I'm like, oh yeah, two
what?
Kids car
a
seats
scissors.
And a fucking dolly in the back of my car.
I've got a round of a scissors. Yeah, grand, I'll cut it off. How the fuck is, you're not equipped to cut these things off.
And then I felt so sorry for Joey, because you know, like, you know that, like, the person that you ring then becomes the person who's at fault.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
I'm like freaking
for answering
at him
the phone.
And he's like, I'm just trying to give you the credit card details. And I was like, I know you are, and I just fucking parked the thing. And he's like, okay. And like, he just gets to a point where he just shuts down. He just goes, okay.
Yeah, grant.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't be sure. And he's like, okay. Nope.
Yeah, no, he's in a no-win situation
so
then.
Do you want
to
just give me a ring? And he's like, I'll get up to the school then and I'll get O'Shea and Willie. I'm like, it's busy bees, like, quarter to four.
Yeah, no-win situation. Fucked.
Dead on the ground. Oh, did you do anything nice at the summer?
I was working all summer. We were on Young Offenders the whole summer long.
What's the story at Young Offenders then? Is it finished?
It's finished.
When's it go to air?
Hopefully next month.
Right, okay.
I don't know for sure, but the plan is for next month. So we'll see. It's up to the BBC when they want to release it.
So it'll go to three first. Are you British and...
Yeah, I don't know.
English and
it'll go. Yeah,
Welsh
it'll be.
It
I don't know. I don't
is
know.
It's not BBC One.
I guess it probably will be, because they did it last time on BBC One as well.
Isn't that mental, BJ? Like, you have a show that's on BBC One.
Well, I don't. I'm just a supporting cast on
but
it.
You're in it, like.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest with you, this one's going to be better than the first one.
And they're doing press and promo in the UK. You should just go over and do Christopher's show, just you on your own, just for the crack. You should just go to London for a night.
It's probably the only press I'd be interested in doing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because you don't like doing press, but you could go over and do Christopher's show.
Yeah, that'd be good crack, yeah.
And you'd have a bit of crack with him.
That would be good crack.
We could go, I'm just bringing myself along.
Oh, of course, yeah, it'd be necessary.
And I just, because, you know, and then we could go drinking.
Yay!
Everyone needs to text Christopher and tell him.
I have to say, you know, so I love London pubs, man. There's something very special about a London pub. You know,
not those Weatherspoony ones.
No, not that shit, no, because we have them here now as well. But
the
I have to fucking say, there's something about... I'm going to say something very controversial. I don't mean to.
Oh, Jesus.
London pubs are better than Irish pubs. I'm fucking saying it. Like, they are. You know what I mean? You walk around, like, London and Dublin, right? London has far superior pubs to Dublin. And everybody comes here...
Have you been to Devitt's on Camden Street? Far superior to most London pubs.
Devitt's on Camden Street?
Yeah, I love Devitt's on Camden Street.
No, but I bet you that... But, like, you know, the way they keep them all real lovely and sort of authentic looking for back in the day... You know,
that's what
they do
Camden
nice
Street
at crisps.
Like.
Yeah, but that's on every corner in London.
Oh,
they're
don't
very rare
even
over here now.
Start.
They do nice
crisps.
At crisps.
They don't do
they
nicer crisps.
They fucking do. They do shit I've never heard of. Like Jerry's Worcester fucking cat flavoured or some pheasant and hog flavoured shit. I'm telling you, it's, they're
I
better.
Like those really, they're you better. Know, the Perry crisps that are like a really flavoursome or Tato. They don't do Tato. They do more Manhattan stuff in pubs.
Yeah, yeah, I like that Manhattan shit too.
Because it's really synthetic, I like that.
Yeah, you want to wash down chemicals when you're having a good pint.
That's
you know what
I think.
Mean? Although I've hardly been drinking at all anymore.
I don't drink very much these
days
either.
Yeah, I think it's the age thing. I'm 44. You know, I'm at that stage, I have to be really, really fucking careful. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I think at 44, you have a couple of pints a day, you have fucking none at all. Do you know that way? I think you're kind of at that stage. Do you know that way?
So alcoholism? Or teetotal.
Yeah, you have a choice between functional alcoholism or just, you know, getting bothered by it.
And we all know nice function. I know lots of nice functioning alcoholics.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I mean, they won't be here probably in about 10 years' time.
Yeah, but Jesus Christ, as well, you age at a very fast rate once you hit the 40s. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's next year, so it's looming.
Well, you'll see. You'll see. Although you won't have the prostate problems. But, like, I've been forced to go to the toilet for 4 years now, right? 4 years. Like, I go to the toilet, I come back, how are you getting on? Grand, I need to go to the toilet. That's just a thing. I'm just constantly needing to go to the fucking toilet, right? That's just a thing, right? And it's going to keep happening until the horn is buckled forever or whatever happens. I don't know. It's a slippery slope now. That's it. I can feel it. Everything's a slippery slope. I get, you know, my arse gets sore and, you know... Everything gets sore!
But what do you mean? Like, I don't understand. That's like... Do you mean like your cheeks of your
I don't want to be too specific, but you know what I mean? Piles and all start kicking in.
You are literally a pregnant woman.
Oh yeah, but that's what all 44-year-old men are like. They're like pregnant women.
That's exactly what
you know what I mean? And then
woman.
You get irritable. Stuff, food doesn't agree with you. Every time I go to the barber's, he has to cut my nose and ears. You know, things are starting to happen. You start to realise it's a slippery slope, and then you realise, like, you know, food and drink speed that process up to a huge degree.
Yeah.
Like a huge degree.
Being hungover, I just can't do them anymore. My anxiety goes through the roof being hungover.
Oh, Jesus. 3 days of, like, hating myself because of something I did in the 80s. I can't cope with that. I can't cope with it anymore. It's like fucks with my head so much. It's unbelievable.
I go back to arguments that I've had with someone that, like, I've forgotten about a long time ago, and I'm like, do you remember that time such and such said something, you know, back in fucking, like, whatever, 1999? I'm like, she's a bitch. You know, she's sitting there looking at me going, oh, those glasses of rosé were really worth it, weren't they?
Yeah, looking at yourself in the mirror the next day, wondering what the hell you did with your life, questioning all your choices, thinking the things you said to your ma when you were 16 that you wish you could take back. Fuck all that. Fuck all that. It's not worth it. It's not fucking worth
but
it.
But if you are a drinks brand, we are happy to work and continue.
Yeah,
with
that's different. I'm sure your drink doesn't do that. Actually, you know what I have to do? Do you know what I did yesterday? I went to this, it's a bar in Dublin, and I had two pints or bottles of fucking porter, alcohol free, because I went to that Virgin Mary. Have you heard of the Virgin Mary?
Oh, is this the bar that's completely...
It's a pub, but everything in it is alcohol free.
Right.
Now, it sounds as lame as shit, I admit.
I think we slagged this off before.
I think I probably did. And now I've changed my tune completely.
Not like you, PJ.
Not like me to change my mind. Not like me to change my mind, yeah. So
there's one thing about it, you really stick to your guns.
Yeah, I know. I went into it yesterday, had a couple of drinks. Great spot.
Where is it?
It's on Camden or Capel Street.
Okay. No one really goes near Capel Street. It's just more knocking shops, isn't it, really?
Yeah, like, I mean, one end of Capel Street's kind of busy because it's got Panties Two pubs, you know, the two panty bars. And then, you know, so there's a bit going on there around that end. But
I've
up the other end, there's
parts.
Very little. The closer you get to Parnell Square, the less that seems to be going on, isn't it? Like you said, it's like sort of sex shops and shit like that. So there's all these sex shops. And
PJ.
And then me hanging around in an alcohol-free bar.
But get my kicks where I can.
But it's genuinely much better than I imagined it was going to be.
Run in here and pick up something for the weekend and have a non-alcoholic
and have an
drink.
Like a non-alcoholic
porter. I saw your doggies drinking their...
They're on the non-alcoholic beer as well.
The beers, yeah.
Yeah, so the BrewDog, this company BrewDog, they sent me a big crate of beer for dogs. It's actually, of course, again, people just not paying attention to shit. So I got this box of beer. For dogs.
Right.
It's alcohol beer, alcohol free beer made especially for dogs, not for human consumption. Made for your fucking dog. So I made a couple of videos of me giving the beer to the dogs.
Saw that.
The fucking comments. Why are you giving beer to your dogs? Don't be giving beer to your dogs. I got slayed and hammered over. It was like, Jesus Christ.
Pay attention, folks.
Watch the fucking thing again. I'm just tired.
See, I don't know.
Just where I get worn out. It's my own fault for putting that up. If I shut me hole, nobody say anything.
But you can't, like, again, we go back to it again, is that you just, like, you can't. Oh, yeah. So actually, funny that you say we're putting stuff up. I have to say, I'm insta-jaded, right? So there's two facets to this. The first is, I got these for my birthday.
I don't understand, they're deadly, yeah.
Are they savage?
Yeah, I really like them.
So I got
like
brand new 270 Reacts for my birthday. Didn't wear them for about a month because I'm weird about wearing stuff new and all. I'm a fucking weirdo. But anyway, I wore them, but I put them up ages ago, pictured them, and I was like, somebody had said something about being too old for 270s, but I put them up and I was like, oh, I'm wearing my 270s. And I got messages with people who legitimately told me they like age runner shaming me. Like there's ageism in runners that I'm too old for 270s,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, I've been there, yeah.
What is that bullshit?
I'm like, don't just, know, I've been there.
Ash Maui puts, and also someone was like, where are you going with the word kicks? And I'm like, I call runners kicks. And I don't know where I picked the word kicks up, but I'd even go to Ushie and get your kicks, like, and I called them runners. And then I had people who aren't Irish going, what are you calling them runners for? And I'm like, because they're called runners. Like, we've never called runners out, but runners. So I don't understand where you're going.
Americans train. Oh, no. Yeah, Americans train. English sneak.
No, American sneakers. English trainers.
So American sneak.
Yeah.
English train,
yeah,
and Irish run.
Run, yeah, exactly.
So sneakers, trainers, runners.
Yeah, so I've never not called them out, but runners in my life.
No, they've always been runners in
so
Ireland.
So then there's people
always
going, what are you calling, what's a runner? I'm like, what's you, basically? Then it was like, you're too old. But then I put up an Instagram post and it was kind of fucking tongue-in-cheek. I was like, hello, friends, I've been aged, I've been body shamed about my runners. And then people like really aggressively sent me a message going, people are fucking pricks and how dare. And I was like, that wasn't really where I was going with it. I was kind of laughing at how shambolic it is that people felt the need, my shitty 8,500 followers that I have on Instagram, somebody felt the need to send me messages to tell me that I shouldn't wear a pair of runners because I'm too fucking
too old.
Like, where are we? But I have to say, I found myself in the past couple of weeks that I'm like, I'm insta-jaded. And we talked about this before about Instagram, is that I always think of younger women, especially younger women, and images that are put up on Instagram, and how I always laugh at it because I'm always like, it's a fucking version of life. It's not reality and we buy into bullshit. But fucking this aging fucking too old to wear a pair of 360s started to buy into bullshit. I started to like, I actually about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was like, to Joe, I was like, my fucking teeth. And he's like, what? I was like, I need to get Invisalign. And he's like, what the fuck are you at? And I was like, they're really crooked. I need straight teeth. I'm fucking terrified. The dentist has to be like sedated. Like, so I don't know how we're going to get through this, but I was like, I need to get them done. And obviously my eyesight's so bad. I was like, oh, I need to get, and I was like, and then I'm looking at people's faces and I'm like, they've Botox and they've their teeth done. They looked, but I went through a really bad 3 or 4 weeks because I'd consumed so much
bullshit
on Instagram. I literally looked at myself, hated what I looked like, my body looked like.
Couldn't understand why.
I was looking at people training in the gym and I was looking at myself because I started back running and I was looking at the fucking wreck that came back running and was like, this is what I look like. My body looks like this. My fucking teeth. And I literally had to go, about a week ago, I had to go, you need to cop the fuck on. But that happened to me really quickly. And I go, but at least I'm 39 and I'm a bit grown up and I have something in my head that goes, you are literally being insta-influenced. You're looking at this bullshit and you're starting to compare yourself.
Yeah.
But I could turn it around. But then I look at fucking young ones and go, They're buying this bullshit, and I genuinely felt shit about myself. I felt shit about how I looked.
It is shit.
Shit about my face. I was like, I'm getting Botox.
See, it's less for lads. It's not the same. The pressure isn't the same. There is pressure there, more on younger lads than there is on our generation and stuff. I know, but yeah, it's not the same. You don't feel it the same way. We were like my generation, especially. We were expected to look shit from the start. So that's grand. Do you know what I mean? You were expecting, it was like whatever. You know, no one, there was never an expecting, you know. Once you were supposed to be clean.
Oh yeah, clean was good.
Once you were clean, once you smelled the soap, you were alright.
I know,
so it's not the same
pressure. Was like, that was a good.
But that was grand, yeah, that's it. Then that kind of went out of fashion. And then
Jupe was like a dry riding smell.
I don't know. I don't remember that. See, I'm older again. High karate was the shit that they were all wearing when
but
I was
you know,
a kid.
Like, you can smell, like, you know, yeah. A smell. Like, to me, the smell of Jupe is the smell of dry riding. Like, it's that, like, but you know, like that full testosterone kind of late teens.
Yeah,
like
don't,
that. Like,
I don't know it.
That, yeah, so, like, all, like, boys would rub off you, like, or if you, like, do you know that? Like,
yes, they would.
Because you, like, if you scored someone, because you weren't at that point. Like, now, I don't know what they're at sexually. It's not, I'm so far from that and what age people have sex now, but we were so you know, beyond that. So you're 18 and 19, you might be scoring someone and they're rubbing off you, and that's like, Jupe reminds me of that, like, real testosterone fueled, like, a lad rubbing off you, and you'd be like, you're alright there, what are you doing,
rubbing off you like an old Jack Russell or something.
But that's what, like, it was,
yeah.
Do you know, like, I don't know, honestly, I don't know what it's like now, and I fucking dread to think.
Oh,
like,
my God, it's just more, it's all like, I don't know. I imagine, my imagination, and my fucked up idea of what it's like to be young today tells me that it's just
so
like
old.
Real porno shit. That's
it. Oh, yeah.
Right, that's what I guess it's all sort of, like, that's where people are getting their tips from and they're acting that shit out. I don't know, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, there was no such thing as porn. When I was young, the only way of getting your hand in a bit of porn was, right? Lads used to go to Belfast and buy the dirty magazines.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd get in the train, and as they were driving back, they'd fuck them out the windows in Colester. And then you'd go and you'd pick it up off the side of the railway tracks, and you'd get some magazine that was probably rained on a couple of times.
Yeah, rain. It's what
and,
it is,
and this was
right.
Back in the days when people were into a vaginal bush, right? They're gone, right? You know, they're gone. So even when you were looking at it, you couldn't see that. You know, there was nothing. It was just like this huge sort of like, yeah, hairy underpant thing on everybody. You know what I mean? Even the lads had like big mustaches and face mullets and all that shit.
The front, the top shelf of Eason. Do you remember that? Like,
yeah, it was all H&E.
Because I remember like the boys in school that like they would go into town and you meet them at Henry Street or whatever, and they'd be standing in Eason's just like looking up.
Yeah,
and then because
it
became so offensive, then they covered. They, do you remember this?
Wrapped them.
Because the boys would just go in and have a look at them and rub themselves,
oh,
like
Jesus
looking at
Christ.
the top shelf.
Oh my God!
Because that was your titillation. Like, that was where
school
you get boys your. Do you know
rubbing
what I mean?
Themselves in Eason's. This fucking disturbing shit.
I don't think Eason's are ever going to do a collab with me ever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, do you know what I mean? That was, or what was it called? The Virgin Megastore.
The Virgin Megastore had all the stuff.
Had everything, like.
That had
that
videos
was
and everything.
We used to get the bus home from there, and like, you'd see them all going in because they sold Durex as well.
Yeah,
they
were the first place to buy condoms, I think, in Ireland, weren't they? Like,
yeah.
Sort of,
that
without
the
getting
place
prescription
ever, yeah.
And shit.
Yeah. That they weren't bringing them down. Sheets that they were bringing them down from Belfast. So my dad used to do, he was in show bands, so they used to always do gigs up over the border. So they used to bring down condoms for all the lads because they were illegal.
They
so they used to
bring,
my dad used to bring
down.
Your
dad was a Johnny smuggler.
Yeah, so him and his mates.
Smuggling Johnny's over the border.
Keeping babies
so
at bay.
When there was a border, armed.
Yeah, armed, yeah.
Can you even imagine that now? Like, that'd be what it's like in Brexit. It'd be the other way, though. We'd be smuggling Johnny's into the north when the hard border goes up. Smuggling
like,
in.
Don't worry, we have it for you. Yeah, but
smuggling
yeah,
in Johnny's full of Kerrygold butter and shit.
But when you think about that, you know, like, it's not like as mad as it is when you, like, you think about the holds that, like, the kids now are fucking just, you know, you talk about obviously sexually transmitted disease and all that kind of thing. Whereas, like, our parents' generation, they weren't allowed to take the pill. There was no contraception. Condoms were illegal. So there was, like, lads like my dad going up buying a job lot of whatever they could get and, like, of these big, thick fucking whatever just to get them down so that they could get their hole and not get their wife pregnant. Because their wife was like, you're not coming near me with that. I have 7 of them at home, right? No more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so they're the kind of, you know, the payback was that they were smuggling in the 80s, they were smuggling in late 70s, just smuggling condoms down
so
from the
funny,
north.
Funny, man, when you think of the world that we grew up in compared to what it is and now, like, it's just, it's different planets, really.
But even young fellas are
planets
like even like
apart.
Going into like that thing of like having conversations of like that like lads going in to buy condoms in the jacks, like they go into the toilet and buy condoms, or you know what I mean? That it's that kind of those things. Whereas like I was in a pharmacy, like middle of the day, and a young lad walked in, not a bother, walked in. He's like, can I get like a 20 pack? I was like, you are ambitious, good man yourself, I presume, for water balloons, of Johnny's or whatever, Durex. And like, walked, like, brazen. Like, we go in and buy sanitary towels and apologise. Do you know, it's like, oh yeah, can I get, Tampax, I'm sorry, I have a period, I'm really sorry about that.
You'd be mortified buying hand soap in case someone thought you were going to use it for a wank. Like, you'd be mortified asking for anything. Anything. You know, you'd be going in, I can't go into a chemist. I'm a young man, I'm a young boy. What the fuck business have I got being in the chemist?
I was just like, you're, I can't going, like, patting him on the back.
No, no matter what you're asking, are you toothpaste? No, she's going to think I'm going to be heating up my Mickey. But I can't do it. No, I can't face it, ma. You're going to have to do this for me. I haven't the confidence. I haven't the self-esteem to ask for it.
But our local pharmacy, I tell you that, we told this before, our local pharmacy had a sign in the window to say that they had the morning after pill, that you could purchase it over the counter there, because they presumed they just didn't have it, because they didn't have it everywhere. It wasn't, you used to have to go to Family Planning to get it, but then some pharmacies had it.
Yeah.
And they was approached by local residents basically and said that they need to take the sign down, that they didn't want that kind of thing around here.
You're joking.
Yeah, and he had to take it down, like, so he took it, because they found the fact that they were having the morning after pill, like, that they were
totally offended by it. Yeah, yeah. Offended.
This is the offended podcast. Yeah, but yeah, like that, like things like that are mad. Like I think maybe, like, I look at Hannah and Oisin and I wonder, like, where, like, what they're, because I just know for us, we were afraid of riding, terrified. I thought you could literally, I genuinely thought I was going to go blind.
Like, I'm not even fucking messing. I was thinking, well, how much sight do I actually need? I remember trying to make that up in my head. And at what point will I stop? Like, you know what I mean? If I can wake up one day and not see the gay, I better fucking leave it out. Do you know that? Like, this is the sort of shit that was going on in my head. Like, I remember, like, genuinely, like, looking out and thinking, like, waking up and, like, it being a bit dark in the mornings with the window coming in and thinking, fuck, is this it? Has it started? Is it dark? Or have I just pulled my sight out of myself? What's happening? What the fuck is happening? Like, genuine weird, the shit we were talking. And then, like, you know, and checking distance and looking at your hand and seeing if you could see your fingers clearly with your arm extended. I'm wondering, am I going blind yet? Because I'm 14. I haven't kept my hands off myself for the last 6 months. I've been going to tell my family I'm going to the Jacks. I've been in there near 2 hours. So still just thinking that they don't know. I'm still, every time I walk into the table, I panic. I was there, oh my God, this is it. I've started. So, you know, I caught you, like, yeah. Of course, it's so, you had the fucking clue it was going to sex. You were afraid of sex. You were afraid of fucking touching yourself. Never mind anyone else. Afraid of everything. Then thinking that, like, genuinely thinking that God would be watching you. That you'd finish and look around the room thinking you might see a fucking angel tut-tutting. That you're going to hell. You thought you were going to go to hell.
But it's like when the people die, it's like that when the priest is like, they're always around you. Like, when you put that into context, that's mental. Like, it's like,
insane. It scares, like, the fuck out of you.
You're like, at
my
home.
Granny died and all. And then you're,
like,
go, yeah.
Are you watching this? Are you?
Yeah. Your granny dies. I mean, you know, genuinely, then you'd be thinking after, I hope my granny didn't see that.
Yeah, I'm like, I hope she's in the other room for that one.
Like, I'm on my own and I'm embarrassed about what fucking ghosts of my past have just seen happen. Like, seriously. The unbelievable amount of, like, how are you not supposed to, you know, you get into being an adult and you see, you're at that stage, you're so, you doubt yourself so much at that stage. Like, Jesus Christ. And that's just being, like, a fucking straight young lad.
Yeah.
Whatever. Imagine what it was like, the torment in your brain growing up if you were gay or transgender in the 80s. Can't even imagine the bullshit. I actually cannot even imagine the bullshit that must have put being in that, like, going through that. Because being, like, straight and a teenage kid,
it's hard to navigate.
When everybody thought, when that was just called normal, which is fucking the wrong thing to call it, but when that was just, like, that was, even that was a torment.
Mm.
When you were trying to avoid the devil and Jesus having a wank in the fucking house, never mind, you know, just having straight wanks or posh wanks or whatever the fuck you were into, and trying to do, imagine.
Sorry, there's different type of wanks.
Yeah, well,
straight wanks, posh wanks.
There's loads of different type of wanks. Yeah, there is. Yeah, posh wank is when you used stuff, like, and collected into Johnny's and all. Yeah. You know, that the posh wank was always when you used a condom. Never hear a posh wank?
No.
Yeah, posh wank's when people, like, you know, people who would be very tidy.
That's just a waste of a condom, though.
I don't know.
It's a lot of waste of money. And look, also, it's not good for the... What's... I mean, again, are they biodegradable?
Condoms? Yeah. No.
See?
They couldn't be. They're plastic, aren't they? Or rubber. I don't
rubber.
Know what they are.
So
latex.
Not,
I don't know what they are.
And I'm allergic to latex.
Are you?
Yeah. Two kids. It's a miracle it's not more.
Here you go. Now that's, yeah. I was going to say that's none of my business, but considering what I've been talking about for the last while, nothing's anybody's business.
But it's not. It's well, like, it's fairness. Like, it's not, it's kind of not that relevant. But the other side of it is that I find it bizarre that you would sit there and interfere with yourself and use a condom for that.
So, well, just, I don't know if anybody did, but it was a thing that people said.
Oh, it was a thing that you heard of.
Yeah, it's a thing people used to say.
Oh, I just thought it was like that was your general practice.
No, it was just a thing people used to talk about.
PJ Spin's a bit heavy, isn't it? Oh, yeah. That'll be all the rubber. The stuff that he picks up on Capel
Gone
Street.
Gone mad on the old posh wanks these days. It has to have tools and prepared and everything. Yeah,
I think we're off to a good season.
Well, there you go. What a way to finish that. Jesus Christ, a bit of personal humiliation, a bit of ranting. It's back to normal anyway.
And nervous service was resumed. Right, that is episode 1 of season 2 of the Dublin podcast.
Hey, 50 minutes, holy shit.
50 minutes of loveliness. I think we should do for this series, I know we talked about it in the last series, I think we should definitely do, every couple of weeks we might do a Dublin meet. So we'll bring someone in for a chat.
Yeah, something different. Why not? Yes,
why not? Just to add something into the mixer. And I don't know if everything's over the line, so we won't talk about it yet, because there's, I think we might be back mushing my brain.
Mushing your brain? Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we may be back doing some, fuck it, science-y shit.
Yeah.
With people who we're not supposed to say yet, but yes,
we don't know who they are. I don't know if they
were listening last year. You'll have a fair idea.
So on the back of that, I have put Oisín goes to an after school class in science, and already he's blown my mind. Talked about static yesterday. I was like, did not know that, son.
Oh yeah.
Week before he made a volcano.
But you see, schools now they've got like how many people are in your son's class?
Oh, 20, 22 maybe.
Right, oh god, that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
I was expecting to say like 4.
Oh no.
Like you know the way.
No,
like,
he's in a national school. So like,
oh right, yeah.
He's not,
yeah.
Educated Gathers, I think, are much smaller.
Are they? Yeah, I thought it was all just tiny.
Or depends, no, like we're in a like our school is a big. Oh, and by the way, my son's had like has fallen in love for the first time, and it's with a school teacher. Oh yeah. Jesus Christ, he loves her, and also she thinks I'm a mental overbearing parent because we were really nervous about him starting
are
school.
Are you though?
Yeah, she's correct, but like at least for the first 6 months, you pretend to be something that you're. It's like any relationship, you keep crazy in a box, you slowly release the crazy. It's like how Joey and I got married. Crazy in the can, slowly. Wedding ring, married child, can't leave me. Ah, crazy.
Yeah.
He gets it. But like that, we went in to meet him and I was like, I think he's separation anxiety and he doesn't do great or whatever. And he skipped into school and waved
not
every
bother,
morning.
Yeah.
Not a bother.
Made a show you. Yeah,
made a show of me.
It's
so
always
just,
the
like,
way.
Your little shit bike, basically.
It's always the way. That's what they do. Yeah. You get so dependent. You get so thinking. You think that they won't get through a day without you.
Me, yeah. He doesn't give a shit.
No, he's grand.
No, yeah. Absolutely fine. So yeah, all's good. Right, so... that's episode, the first episode back of season 2 of Dublin. Don't forget to tell people about us.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that as well for the change.
We might do some press or promo on Dublin this year.
We'll have to. Yeah, we did very like almost
never did
nothing.
Anything.
Yeah,
practically nothing. Yeah. Okay. It was lovely to be back.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.